The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
It's not just about good health, it's about good food. Hi, it's Doc Thompson for Minnestalgia Foods and Wild Rice. Edible memories from Minnesota's Northwoods. Wild berries, jellies and syrups, pepper jams that me and my family love, whipped honeys, maple syrup, maple sugar, plus wild rice and wild rice mixes like pancake mix, soup mixes, waffle mix, and hot cereals. BlazeWildRice.com to see all of their products. It's BlazeWildRice.com because most people can't remember how to spell Minnestalgia, myself included. Check out BlazeWildRice.com. WildRice.com.
So Roy Moore posted a video last night.
Saying he was done.
Is he going to concede?
Saying he was done, right?
I don't know. I don't know what he said. I only heard bits and pieces of it.
He mentioned sodomy.
He did?
He mentioned sodomy.
How long is this thing?
Sodomy.
It's like 4 minutes, isn't
oh,
it?
Oh, my God. I don't know if I could take 4 minutes of Roy Moore telling me. Dude, I mean, can't he just come out and say, I give up?
Nope.
I concede.
No, he cannot. He cannot do that.
Is there like a good part if we listen? It's not just the whole 4 minutes.
It's still in God's hands and hasn't come. He's still working on it.
Go ahead and we'll play a little bit of it. I don't know if I can take 4 minutes of him blah, blah, blah.
Tomorrow, my wife and I will celebrate our 32nd wedding anniversary.
That'd be today.
I want to thank her and all my family for standing with me through this long and arduous campaign.
See, this is where he says,
and of course, I want to thank all of you who have stood with me in this very important battle for the future of our country. We are indeed in a struggle to preserve our republic, our civilization, and our religion.
We are. That's
and to set free a suffering humanity. And the battle rages on. In this race, we have not received the final count to include military and provisional ballots.
Uh-huh.
This has been a very close race, and we are awaiting certification by the Secretary of State.
Mm-hmm.
This particular race was watched not only by the people of this state,
yes, it was,
but by the entire nation,
yes,
and
was,
many around the world.
Absolutely.
Why?
We don't
because
know.
I believe the heart and soul of our country is at stake.
In Czechoslovakia.
Like most Americans, I'm concerned about the future of our country, both financially and morally.
Mm-hmm.
After the election of Donald Trump a little over a year ago, I saw a window of hope and an opportunity that we could return to our founding principles and the
Without
Constitution
Trump.
Of the United States,
and change.
Which has governed us for over 200 years.
Okay, right.
Our forefathers recognized in the Declaration of Independence that all men and women are created equal.
This thing?
Let's get it.
And
let's
endowed
get
by our Creator with certain unalienable rights.
All right, we'll wait for
that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit
of
happiness.
It's going to be at 358.59.
That American dream has today been tainted by corrupt politics
this is
and
Roy
a government
Moore.
Which has become out of control
and
out of touch with the people. Many do not share the vision of those who built this country. Today, we no longer recognize the universal truth that God is the author of our life and liberty. Abortion,
right?
Sodomy, and
something.
Materialism.
Oh, there
it is. Sodomy
and
terrorism.
Okay, we're done with Roy.
And the pursuit of happiness.
Woo. Abortion, sodomy, and terrorism.
Materialism.
Materialism.
Let me hear what he said with the sodomy. Bring that back just a little bit. Where we hear what he said with sodomy. And it's Roy Moore conceding, not conceding.
He's got to rewind
abortion.
The tape deck. It's on an 8-track tape.
Liberty, abortion, sodomy, and materialism have taken the place of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Those are the three things I wake up every day worried about.
Abortion,
right?
abortion, sodomy, and materialism.
I mean, who doesn't?
I mean, I'm kind of a little disappointed that he put sodomy second. That should be number one.
Right.
Sodomy,
yes.
Abortion, and materialism.
Yeah. I mean,
I worry about sodomy a lot.
I think most people
sodomy,
do.
Sodomy, abortion, materialism, Sam. Abortion.
Sam will get you.
Abortion,
if you're not careful.
Sodomy, campaign slogan.
ASM.
No, I think Sam.
No, Sam.
Sam.
Sodomy, abortion, materialism.
Yeah. That's a campaign slogan.
Sam,
right
I am.
There. That would be what my opponent would say. Sam, I am.
Sam is
sodomy, abortion, and materialism. Do not elect my opponent unless you want Sam.
Thank you. Well, I get that he wants to get the counts, and it was a little over 20,000 votes difference between he and Jones. But it's over. Let's move on.
Even the Secretary of State
how
said
many? 20,000?
It was a little over 20,000 votes.
So that's not likely to change.
1.5%? That's what...
Are you guessing or did you look that up?
The magic little birdie in my ear told me that.
Yeah,
okay.
Oh, for the trigger recount, right?
Yeah.
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 So...
I mean...
Here's the problem. Again, if it did change, this is going to be another...
it'll be a firestorm.
2.5 years.
If he believes this country needs healing, concede.
Uh-huh.
And I firmly believe this. If he believes this country needs healing, concede. Because if he continues the count and loses, it looks bad. Mm-hmm. Just looks bad. He looks like a jerk and he's just going to keep going.
Mm-hmm.
If he wins, if it comes out that, like Franken, right. Where they found votes in the trunk of a car. Al won. Yeah. We found some extra votes in a car. They'll never believe it.
Right.
They will drag you through the streets. Mm-hmm. It will not happen.
There will. Yeah, it'll be 2.5 years of nothing but controversy. And although nothing will get done.
That's true.
Like it when nothing gets done in the government. Because
that's true. Well, they're doing a pretty good job of it since Donald Trump became president of the United States.
Yeah.
I mean, he's...
We did get a Supreme Court justice out of it.
We did. And, he has slapped down Kim Jong-un pretty good. He got us out of the Paris Agreement, which has been pretty good. But anything dealing with, inside the country, really, mm-hmm. he really has... had his hands tied.
Mm-hmm.
It's been very difficult. And I hate... I have to stick up for him.
I know. But
every day.
I don't like to do it either.
Every day he gets hammered for stuff that...
From both
he
sides.
He doesn't deserve to get hammered for.
Right. Although Roy did sound like he was going to be a proponent for the president.
Well...
Of course, until he got into office, in which case he would just join everybody else
Roy
against him.
Roy is obviously a proponent for sodomy... Abortion
and materialism.
I mean, he's right. A big proponent.
Make
of
America great again.
I mean,
if he doesn't, well, you know what? What? Why?
Why? Yeah.
Because of Sam.
Yeah.
Right.
Sodomy, abortion, and materialism.
Right.
His fault.
It's not just about good health. It's about good food. Hi, it's Doc Thompson for Minnestalgia Foods and Wild Rice. Edible memories from Minnesota's Northwoods. Wild berries, jellies, and syrups. Pepper jams that me and my family love. Whipped honeys, maple syrup, maple sugar, plus wild rice and wild rice mixes like pancake mix, soup mixes, waffle mix, and hot cereals. BlazeWildRice.com to see all of their products. It's BlazeWildRice.com because most people can't remember how to spell Minnestalgia, myself included. Check out BlazeWildRice.com.
Knowledge is power. Tweet at us with the hashtag #WhatILearnedToday. This is the Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson on the Blaze Radio Network.